Hello, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. It's Friday, the 8th of June. And my friends, I was at work just a little while ago. Tomorrow night, I have the Army birthday ball. I'm going to from 6 to 10, so my regular show at 6 o'clock, I had to arrange for another show today. So my show, The Great Brain and the Golden Soul, is today, 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock your time, Pacific Time. Well, who knows what time around the world, right? Anyway, so, wow, my time has come. Every 2 weeks, you know, I have my show, and it's an amazing thing to be able to talk for 1 hour. And one of these days, I'm going to allow for some phone calls to come in, and you can ask me some questions if you want, but not today. I've got a few things to talk about, but I was just discussing with Doug of CBS Radio. And by the way, thank you, CBS Radio, for all you do, for this opportunity. And the people like me that can't get their own radio show on FM or AM radio, this is the next best thing, and for the money I pay, it's worth it, you know. I heard one time I had over 100 people listening, and even if it was only one person, if I knew there was only one person listening, not to mention, of course, that they're taping it, and who knows how many people listen to the tape shows afterwards, right? So anyway, I was talking with Doug, and he said, it reminded me it's Friday. And I said, that's good news. And you know what? We don't get enough good news, do we? How often do we get good news? We're so short and starved of good news, excellent news. Wouldn't it be cool if we got good news like every few seconds? Always having a smile on our face, but no, unfortunately, it's about the opposite, right? So the good news, here's some excellent news. I've got some talk about spirituality here for you. I'm going to rock your world, hopefully, with all this information I've got about spirituality. You know, it's great stuff I've learned from other people and I'm sharing with you because, my friends, and I'll say it again later, it doesn't matter what your position is in this world. It doesn't matter how much money you've got, whether you've got a lot of power, whether you're high up in the hierarchy, if you're the president of the United States. The only thing that matters is spirituality, how much you develop spiritually. Because when we leave this world, and God knows I'm qualified to talk about this just like you. I almost died once. My parents, they taught me a lot about life, you know, my dad was in World War II with the British Army. My mom went through the bombing of London. So I know a little bit about death. And although it's not a pleasant subject to talk about, it's happening all the time, right? So we have to be prepared. Just like you'd be prepared if you went on a cruise in the future. You know, you book the cruise, and then you make your plans, you pack your bag, you do all kinds of things, right? Before you go on that, say, a week cruise, get your mail looked after, have someone look after the pets. So you plan ahead for the future. Well, my friends, the future, one day, is going to be a change in our life, literally, a transition from this life to the afterlife. And it's true. It happens all the time. It doesn't just end in blackness and nothingness, darkness, silence. No. No, the proof, the evidence is overwhelming, my friends. And I think most of you out there believe that, right? There might be a few people maybe listening now and then throwing these words out into the atmosphere so that the whole world can hear, right? Because words can do that. Words have wings, if you will, my friends. So as we develop ourselves spiritually and as we evolve, we will realize that ultimately, eventually, those who don't know already, that there is an afterlife. And it's a noble pursuit to learn about that. And indeed, one has to have courage because it's not an easy subject. There's so many easier things to talk about in this life, but life is supposed to be hard. And one of the things I'm going, one of the subjects I'm going to talk about is suicide, with the recent suicides of Anthony Bourdain and what's her name? Katie Spade, I think is her name. Anyway, I'm going to talk about that. I've written some good thoughts down. But first, let me get into about myself. I got some food here because, like as I mentioned, I had to scramble to get out of work in time. I had to do a very complicated little project before I left. And so I left 30 minutes late. I was planning on using that extra 30 minutes to get ready for my radio show, to include eating some food, which I've got here in front of me. So I will eat that as I talk over the next hour, less than an hour now, about 50 minutes. Well, I've had a difficult week, my friends. My left ankle got hurt from running. I mentioned on my last show that I've been into running. It's a great feeling to be able to run, even at my age. And I've worked up to it. I've really put a lot of time and effort into being able to run. And there's a fly on the table here, and I think I'll just brush it off the table. No, I went underneath that. Anyway, so I hurt my ankle running. It was last weekend, my left ankle. And it might be because I didn't wear socks. I was trying not to wear socks. I was trying not to wear socks. My mistake. I found out that it's best to wear socks. Because I think that's one of the reasons I hurt my ankle started hurting. And so now I'm back to wearing socks. And I think it's the right thing. But that's what I do. You know, I try these new ways to improve myself. And sometimes it doesn't work, you know. So then I learn my lesson. And I go back to doing things the way I used to. Isn't a lot. Do you do that also? Life is like that, it seems to me. I'm an experimenter. I like to experiment with things, you know, to try to improve myself. I'm a very intelligent man, I think. You know, I pride myself on my intelligence. Yet, all these little idiosyncrasies, however you may call it, pop up. And I find myself doing different things in my everyday life, you know, basic things, small things. Are you like that, too? I'll bet you are. Most people I know, though, are pretty, what I would call, rigid in their routines. You know, they do things a certain way. They wake up in the morning, they do this, they do that, structured, you know, kind of like in the military. I was in the military for 22 years. So, but me, you know, like when I sleep, I'm a pretty good, I mean, I fall asleep pretty quickly, but lately I've been experimenting with pillows. And I had a small pillow. Now I've been using the last couple of nights a larger pillow to prop my head up. I've got sleep apnea. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. And sometimes I feel myself stop breathing when I'm sleeping. And, you know, millions of people have sleep apnea, so I'm not too embarrassed about it. The one thing I want to do on my radio show is tell you all about myself. I want to be sincere. I want to be honest. I want to tell you what's going on in my life, you know, and not hide anything. Some things I won't tell you all the details. Some things are better left unsaid, but little things I'd like to tell you about. For example, the pillow, you know. And I'm all about doing things the right way to function more optimally as a human being. You know what I'm saying? So, pause. I've written some things down. I'm going to change the subject now. Oh, by the way, with pillows, I usually sleep on my back. I've done a lot of research on this, you know, on the internet, read a lot from other people. I'm interested to know what you do, what people do, you know. Because we're the same, aren't we? I mean, we're human beings. We have our lives, but we're connected, yet we're separate. It's amazing, really. Because we're so alike, you know, we have a body with all the internal mechanisms, you know. Yet we have a mind of our own. But still, we do things. We eat the same food, basically. You know, we're a part of the same society. Anyway, so I wrote this down. for this show here, I wanted to say about women. You heard me talk about Mother God in my other shows. I'm a stickler on promoting Mother God, because for the people that believe only in the Father God, I've talked about this, I mean, for a long time on my other shows, and I won't spend too much time talking about it now, but two things in regard to the Mother God concept, theory, if you will. That is that, first of all, the definition of a father is the male genetic contributor to the creation of a child. Are we not the children of God, my friends? Are we not the children of God? Are we not the children of God? Even though the Bible says that God gave his only begotten Son, yet also says in the Bible, our Father who art in heaven. We are the children of God, my friends. And so in order to be children, we have to have not only a father, but a mother. It's impossible not to have a mother, a father without a mother. And the other thing is, since Father God is a man, you know that he wants a woman by his side. He desires a woman by his side. Who is out there that is telling Father God he can't have a woman, that he doesn't desire a woman? Any man wants a woman. Any man that doesn't want a woman, that's okay. I want female companionship. I'm a man. I've been married twice. I need a woman by my side. I want a woman by my side. I want to feel and touch a woman. Father God's the same. You can't tell Father God that you can't have a woman. So enough about that. Moving on. Now, in regard to women, out there, listen, please. Tell men how you feel. This will make the world a better place. This will bring equality to women, I think. Okay? And women need to be raised up on a pedestal for the co-creators of God that they are. Yes, they are really beautiful, more complex beings than males are. They have babies grow in their body. That is amazing. That's a miracle in and of itself. Women. So tell men how you feel. What's going on with your bodies? To be honest with you, I don't know too much about the biological mechanisms of a woman. You see, I can't even say some things because it's a delicate subject. You know, you don't normally talk about it, but educate us men. It's necessary so that you can change our society from a male-dominated society to a female-revered society. Women, tell us more about what's going on with your bodies. And I will be respectful. I want to learn, you know. My wife tells me anything I want to know. I'll ask questions, but she just kind of keeps it to herself, you know. My mother, she didn't tell me too much, hey, you know, about what's going on with the biology of a female body, you know. But I think this is key to raising the women up out there to where they need to be. You know, you've been discriminated against for too long. There is a Mother God. You need to be treated like the co-creators of God you are, okay? Don't you love my show? Isn't it great? I talk about all these things. And many thanks to BBS Radio. May God bless BBS Radio for the opportunity to have people like me. And I promise people, the other people out there that are listening that have their own shows on BBS Radio, I'm gonna try to listen to as many as I can. So I know that you're great, beautiful, wonderful people out there, and you have brilliant minds, and you are gifted. You're amazing souls. You know, we're all in the same universe together. You know, the universe is the universe, my friends. We're evolving, like going through school from one grade to the other. Reincarnation is necessary for that. So, let me slow down a little bit and talk about the spirit that's within inside all of us. How many out there doesn't know that they have a spirit in their body? I'm listening. I mean something, too. Got a nice concoction here of avocado and rice. And it's very delicious. I've added some ketchup to it. You ever tried avocado with ketchup, my friends? It's delicious. A little bit of rice. It's good. So the nature of the spirit. There's a spirit in our bodies. Don't be frightened. Don't be frightened, okay? It's all good. This is the home of the brave, people. People are dying all the time. Why are you afraid of a little talk about the spirit? The spirit is made of light energy. Okay? And light energy consists of billions of electrons. So, basically, our spirits shine like a lamp. Remember that song by the Police? We are spirits in the material world. Our spirits in the material world. Hey, if the Police, the rock group, the Police, created a song about the spirit, you know it's got to be true. Are you feeling me? All right. So, it is my opinion, my friends, that light energy was used to create the universe. Because in the beginning, when nothing existed except for the Supreme Creator, the Great Spirit, and darkness and silence, and the Supreme Creator initiated the Big Bang, and the first solar system was formed, and then other solar systems, and then the first galaxy, and so on, billions of light years out into the distance, where we are now in the Milky Way galaxy, in one of the spiral arms in our solar system, revolving around our sun, rotating on our axis. All this very fast. They're rotating at over 600 miles an hour, revolving at thousands of miles an hour, perfectly, without any hiccups, no glitches, perfect, without fail, like clockwork. Thanks to God. Thank you, God. You're awesome. Yeah. God is awesome. Ooh-wah. Gravity, call it what you want. God made gravity. But listen to this. Check this out. Light energy, I say, was used to create everything. You ever heard the expression that we are all created from stardust, you know? We're made of stars? Yeah, right? So, now I'm going to throw something at you that's going to, you're going to go, what? Space out there, dark matter, dark energy, also created from light energy. Oh, you're asking, how did God whip that into dark energy and dark matter? Are you telling me that space, the darkness of space, is made from light energy? I think so. Now, I could be proven wrong. I know that Einstein's theory of special relativity teaches us that E equals mc squared. In other words, energy and matter, basically mass, matter, mass, about the same thing. Mass is just a way of describing matter, are interchangeable. In other words, energy can become matter, and matter can become energy. So that light energy not only becomes the matter that we have in our world today, you know, trees, mountains, rivers, lakes, rocks, all made from light energy, my friends. It's a miracle. It's an amazing, magical thing, but it's true. Nothing existed in the beginning. Remember, before the Big Bang, the only thing that existed was the light energy of God's spirit, the Supreme Creator Spirit. So light energy is used to create spirit matter, which is in heaven, like on the sun. The sun is made of spirit matter, pure spirit matter. That's the spirit world. It's a world on fire. It's the fire of God. It's not like a fire when you light a match. And we as spirits, we can live in the fire because we're made of light energy. Yeah. Got it? You got it? Ooh-wah. So light energy is not only create spirit matter, but physical matter. Physical matter here on Earth, as I mentioned. We are made out of the same energy that creates suns, my friends. Stardust, yeah? And so our spirits are made of light energy, billions of electrons. Honestly, my friends, we know very little about the true nature of light. Very little. We're learning more and more each day. So that's a little bit about light energy. What I want, I just wanted to put that up there. Okay, here comes the big dog. His name is Shocker. He's a big black lab. He's just walking to the patio. You okay, pal? He's a huffing and a puffing. but he's in really good shape. We're going to take him out tonight. Go for a walk. We're going to go for a walk, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to go for a walk. And you're going to go for a run. We're going to have a good time. I know you haven't gone since Monday. I'm so sorry, pal. My friends out there, if you got dogs, but you got to let them run. Dogs love to run. And you know what? They'll be in much better health and have less medical bills, less diseases if you let them run. Take them somewhere where there's no people. Let them run around. You know, hopefully they'll listen to you. They won't attack people. Our dogs are pretty mellow. They'll chase things. They'll chase rabbits and they'll chase squirrels. And I won't tell you, you know, what happens when you catch them. They catch them. I guess that's what animals do, right? They have to be able to hunt, survive. They're on their own. And all of our dogs are rescues. They, this big dog right here next to me that I'm patting, actually, we got him. He came from somewhere, I don't know. And then he also got hit by a car. And it was a miracle he survived because they generally clipped as he ran across the road in front of the car. They clipped the absolute back of his tail. I mean, like the furthermost point. It couldn't have been any better for him, so to speak. But still, it just kind of took a little bit of hair off his tail, the back of his tail. You know, like where the tail comes into the body there. It just barely grazed him. And yet still he rolled over and it went running away. He ran into the woods next to this road. And we didn't find him until 8 days later. And so he's a survivor dog. He lives out there with the coyotes. And he can take care of himself. And he loves to run. Now he's getting older and he can't run so much, but he does a really good fast walk. And I saw him kind of doing a little bit of trotting. He actually got some, looked like his old self when he was younger, getting into that running form, you know, where the front legs go stretching way out and back legs come in, you know. One of those, you get my picture? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, they're awesome. Good food. So, I had an idea. One thing about women, I think they're intimidated about when it comes to men, is the facial hair. I don't know why this is the thing I wrote down here. I thought it might be a little bit significant. So in other words, you know, women, don't be frightened of men. Don't be intimidated by men. We know that we are physically stronger, but really, you're smarter than men. Women are smarter than men. Their brains function more optimally because their lungs, because of their breasts, function better. They're able to take in more air, which purifies the blood, which helps the brain to function better. So they're smarter, basically. So women, that's all I wanted to say was really don't be intimidated by men. Get to where you ought to be. As co-creators with God, you should be revered. You should be worshipped. Instead of being a minority and just getting your basic rights now, you know, after all these years of inequality and then getting the right to vote and the women's lib movement and now equal pay and, you know, not being abused by men sexually, physically, you know. I saved a woman from getting raped one time. I was going to mention that in my show. I might have even talked about it in one of the shows that I had in the past. I really didn't want to talk about it. It's going to take a few minutes. I've got other things to talk about. But basically, I'll give you a little summary of what happened. It was in high school. I was on my senior trip. I went to the American High School of Guadalajara, Mexico, and on our senior trip went to the beach, Malacque, on the coast, Mexican coast, and myself and four women, we went to around the bay to see the sunset, and on our way back, we were walking along the coast, the rocky coast, when things started to get dark, and this Mexican fisherman attacked one of the women. So I got involved, and I pushed him away. He hit me in the face, punched me in the face. And later on, I found out that this guy had actually raped a woman before. He was a sexual predator. He had a mental disorder, you know, but he was a fisherman, very husky, could have killed me. Later on, I found out he had a machete. And so anyway, he could have hit me with a rock, too. I started talking to him, and I basically lied. And don't let people tell you that maybe a lie every once in a while might not be a bad thing, my friend. Because I told him that that girl that he was trying to rape right in front of my senior classmate, she had a bikini on. He ripped off her top and her bottom. And the other three women, one was our English teacher. The other two were Mexican twins. And they had come up and they were following. We were all going back, and I was leading the way. So they were coming up behind Susan, who's the one that was getting raped. And it was like a little hill that they had yet to climb up. And so they had heard what was going on. And so they started talking, and I started talking. I told them that she was my girlfriend. We were going to get married, which wasn't true. And so I just kept at him, and I pleaded with him. I said, look, if you want to go downtown, there was a little downtown area there, you know, with some bars. And I said, look, I'll pay for a prostitute for you. You know, me and you will go. We'll have a beer. I'll pay for a prostitute. I started talking like I never talked before. And he finally said, I've had enough. We walked away. The only thing was, he walked away in the direction of where we were supposed to go to get back to the hotel, the resort. So we jumped in the water. Dark, okay, on the Mexican coast, 1973. The sharks, I'd been swimming in that water earlier, but there are sharks, man-eating sharks also, yeah, in that water. And we made it back. And we got to the shore in front of the hotel, and one of the Mexican twins ran and went and got some of our classmates, and they came back with a towel, and they wrapped Susan up, and she, her bathing suit was gone. The police came. They took a report. In the morning, they woke us up. They had the guy. They asked me if that was the guy. I looked around him, walked around him, and I said, yeah, that's him. Because I wasn't sure. He had a crew cut, but it was dark, and so I had to be sure. But we didn't press any charges because we would have had to have gone down to the police station, and our bus was heading back to Guadalajara, so we didn't have time, and so he got off. Anyway, that's the story, my friends. And so if you ever see a woman in trouble, be a brave soul like I was, and go save her, you know? Save that person, because you know what's wrong. I got to admit, we all think of bad thoughts. We see it on television, you know, these violent TV shows, movies, fantasy violence. And there's something morbid about that, appealing. But my friends, I think rape is almost as bad as murder, maybe even worse than murder. So protect the women out there. They're our responsibility, you know. Rise up if you need to. Always protect women. So that's all I got to say about that. Moving on, eternal souls, my friend. We are eternal souls. Think about that. Does that make your heart beat any faster? Our souls are eternal. We're going to live forever. Can you dig it? Nothing more of this. Avocado and rice with a little bit of ketchup. Delicious. My friends, I've got some news for you about the age of planet Earth. Now, some scientists and astronomers will tell you that Earth and our sun is billions of years old. I don't go for it. I've done some research of my own, given a lot of thought. In fact, years of research, my friends. In accordance with my beliefs, planet Earth is approximately 2 million years old, and the sun approximately 2,500,000 years old. Don't believe these exaggerations that our scientists tell us, because they just want to make a name for themselves, you know? I don't care what they say. The truth is, the Earth is a lot younger than what they think. So, and I'm entitled to my opinion, right? If it's not true, then they shouldn't be bothered, right? People only get angry when you challenge their beliefs when what they believe in is not true. Make sense? Yeah. So, the first humans on Earth 1.5 million years ago. They came from another planet in our Milky Way galaxy called Bacchaterini. And it was a black race and a yellow race. I've talked about that before in another show. I'm not going to talk about it now. But if you want to read more about it, read the book, Abduction to the Ninth Planet. It's like a Bible. It's like one of the most important books, significant books that you'll ever read in your life. I'm telling you. It's called Abduction to the Ninth Planet or the Thayuba Prophecy. My friends, it is an awesome book, and the author is so cool, and he is so funny and so smart. Come on now. So, changing the subject yet again. Abortion. Okay? So, man, that's a subject people are very touchy about. I can feel it already. Okay, but listen to what I got to say. Okay, this is my opinion. I'm entitled to it. I've got the right, in accordance with our Constitution, to share what I believe in. Yeah? You got it. Okay, abortion. Before I say anything more, I recognize that the mothers out there will have the final decision, right? And they have to live with that afterwards, right? This is just some food for thought. Come on, buddy. I need some more room over here. Can you move over? Come on, go back. Thank you. Thanks, pal. What? All right, could you just go over just a little bit? Give me some more room. Thank you, pal. Sorry. I had to move the big dog. He was encroaching on my space here. I needed more room to move my feet. It happens all the time. Upstairs in the bedroom, I'll be watching TV. He's a big dog. He takes a lot of space. So we have to walk around him. And sometimes, you know, I like to have a little bit of space around my feet to move. She just likes to be close by and petted. So anyway, so in Ireland recently, people there have voted to end the ban on abortion. I thought I would include that in one of my subjects on my radio show. So let me count back the years in our lives. Take us back to when we were babies, okay, my friend? Think, we were babies once. Are you with me? Are you picturing this? And beyond. You remember when you were 21? How about 13, 12, 11, 10, 8, 5, 3, 2, 1? Why can't we remember much of our early childhood, my friends? Our brains were working, weren't they? And our eyes were working. I think it's because we were in a survival mode at that time, you know, so we could achieve that important growth that we needed at that stage of our lives. Perhaps the more advanced souls can remember more. Hey, also, you know, memory cells in the brain, they take a few years to develop. So what do you think? So yes, we were babies, my friend. Well, what about before we were born? When we were in our mother's wombs, or their tummies, yeah? You remember the book, the movie, Heaven Is For Real? The boy, remember him? Colton Burple, he had a near-death experience, and he met his miscarried sister, who talked to him and kept hugging him. Yeah, you got it? She told him she had died in their mother's tummy. We who are alive, we survive fetal development, but some don't, you know, my friends. Yeah? In fact, my mother told me she had a miscarriage. Yeah. Didn't talk about it much, but... So what happens in that part of our life for 9 months? That's a part of our life. Isn't that amazing? 9 months, my friends. Our hearts start beating after 22 days. And it's usually sometime after that, from what I have researched, anywhere from 4 to 5 months on the average, although it can be sooner or later than that, when the soul and spirit come into the developing fetus. That should give us a good idea about the configuring properties of the soul and spirit, how they are able to be very small or very large, my friends. Did you get all that? amazing. And if there is a miscarriage or an abortion, the soul and spirit, the soul is the brain of the spirit, yeah. The great brain, the golden spirit, soul, I mean. Go back to where they came from, the land of light. Did you get that? Are you listening? The land of light, the world of light. Because as spirits, as I mentioned, we are made of light energy and can exist in fire. Makes sense, my friends. And do you know when there might, where there might be a flaming world of light around here? Anywhere? Hello? Hello? Wake up! For the young souls who are newly created, when they are miscarried, aborted, got it? They return to heaven, the world of light, and continue their growth, just like in heaven is for real, the sister, yeah? Until they grow into a fully developed spirit, much like a baby grows into an adult here on earth. And for the advanced souls, yeah, they return to heaven and get back to their fully grown selves after the fetus dies, just like that. And that's all, my friends. That's all I'm going to say about abortion. If a fetus is miscarried or aborted, it is very disappointed, but still loves and understands the mother. Another thing, people, please consider that a great heavenly power and intelligence is involved with the placing of spirits and souls in unborn babies. And those who don't realize that will later as they evolve. Finally, think about this, women don't want government to take away their rights for their health, and I understand. But women, aren't you taking away the rights of a baby who, unlike you, is helpless by aborting it? Isn't that the same? Now, don't get me wrong. Don't make it seem like I'm trying to build women up and tear them down. Not every woman has an abortion, you know. And a lot of women agree with me, I think. And this is just food for thought. This is just my opinion. But I'd like you to know that. I want to share that with you. Yeah, can you dig it? Please don't get angry. Ask yourself, is it true or not? If you want to, you can listen to what I've just said again. Because as you know, the great BBS radio archives the shows. In other words, what I say on my shows lives on. May God bless you, BBS radio. Okay. Some other things to talk about. Time is flying by, people. And so, I've got, this is my opinion, the Trinity. I've got a new Trinity for you. The Supreme Creator, both male and female, mother and father, grandfather, grandmother, God, co-creator gods who live on sons and daughters of galaxies and solar systems, angels, when they say the Holy Spirit, it's the same as being in the presence of angels, being in the presence of angels, my friends, being in the presence of angels, the feeling comes over you like, goosebumps, cold wind blowing. Can you feel it? Being in the presence of angels. Sometimes I'm at church and I'll say, Archangel Michael or Archangel Gabriel, please be with us. Just to, you know, get that worship going, you know, bring that spirit element into the equation. You know what I mean, my friends? As spiritual beings, we can do that. We can draw on the powers that exist to enhance our worship. You can do it too. All you got to do is mouth the words, God, please send me an angel. God, please send us Archangel Gabriel. Respectfully and humbly, we ask for his presence to put a different dimension to our worshiping today. So, in my opinion, the Holy Spirit is the presence of angels. Here's the cat. Hi, Simba. Oh, we have a beautiful cat. He just walked up here. So, remember, women, what's going on throughout the years with men and the way that things have happened, it's because they wanted to dominate and subjugate you, women. And now things are changing, right? But don't be fooled, because dominance and subjugation is what was intended all those years ago and still goes on now in parts of the Middle East. You know how they treat women like dogs? Dogs should be treated better. I've said that. So my teaching is simple, you know. What I say is simple and easy to understand. I've read books where enlightened people have to make things complex, and ultimately, how many people understand what they're saying? Not really smart enough or evolved. I don't want to say anything negative, or evolved enough. Some people aren't. So I wanted to tell you about the suicides. And it's a shame. You know, that has to go on. So let me read a little bit to you about suicide. We are responsible for each other, my friend. And we can make a difference in other people's lives. For those people who are in trouble, you know, who have issues, who are borderline taking their own lives, to you, are you listening? A quick prayer to our Creator can work wonders. Establish a relationship with the Creator of your soul and spirit, my friend. It is the most intelligent thing to do. And we pride ourselves on our intelligence, don't we? Don't we? Say it. Say it. I am smart. I like people to tell me that I am smart. I am a child of God, and I possess super intelligence. Say it. Say it. Never take your own life. You know why? I'll tell you why. You might not like this answer, but it is the truth. How do I know? Because I've read about people who have tried to take their own lives and live to tell about the experience they had. Yeah. You would go to a dark, 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 dark plane of existence in your spirit and stay there for an indefinite period of time. And you will likely encounter a very angry God, distraught over your decision to throw away the towel and give up. And God is going to tell you life is supposed to be hard. That's how you grow. You just have to remember what to do in times of trouble. Sorry, I don't mean to sound funny about this. Just a quick prayer. God, please help me. Sometimes I say that to myself, God help. I say it all the time, actually, because this world will try to tear us down, my friends. We need help from each other and from our Creator. I was just trying to appeal to you because I don't want to see any more suicide. Anthony Bourdain, what happened to him? He was a beautiful man. I liked his shows. I saw a lot of his shows. I don't know too much about the other woman, Katie Spade, but suicide happens all the time. Robin Williams, my God, and he was the one that did that movie, What Dreams May Come, you know, where his wife committed suicide and he went back to save her. Go figure, you know. So, also, but since you ended your life, you know, for the people that take their own lives, you're going to go to a place of existence, as I mentioned, it's very dark. There's no love, no joy, no hope, and people pass this on to anyone you might want to. Spread the word around. There's no light there, no happiness. Again, no love, no hope, no joy, no caring, no sharing. None of the things that you've experienced in your life before that. Is that what you really want? I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Is that what you really want, to be in a place with no love, no hope, no joy, no light, no caring, no happiness, none of the good things? Is that what you really want? Because that's what's going to happen. Or did you think you were going to go back to heaven if you take your own life? Or wind up outside the pearly gates? Hello? I've got some news for you. The Creator doesn't work that way. If you violate that trust, you made a pact with God before you were born here on this planet that you wouldn't take your own life, that you wouldn't throw in the towel because you're going to ruin your whole soul journey, the reincarnation cycle. You're going to have to come back and do it again, achieve that same growth that you had achieved up until the point you took your own life. So, yeah, you just stop your soul's journey, evolutionary journey. And that affects future reincarnations. Don't be stupid. You, who are so smart and possess superintelligence. So, when you're down, get high on God, the Creator of your spirit and soul, my friends. I love you. I'm saying this for the people that might need help. But if there's anybody out there who is not at risk of committing suicide, please pass it on to someone else. And have them read this book. It's called Beyond the Darkness by Angie Fenimore. They read that book, I guarantee you, they won't take their own life because they know what will happen. I'm telling you, this is the truth. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Your spirit mother and father in heaven, yes. On the sun. O creator gods of this solar system. Creators of your soul and spirit. And they merge their spirits. Just like one. The original creator is both male and female. Angels are male and female. When they merge their spirits, and they think thoughts and speak words and synchronicity, that's how things get created, my friends. That's a very secret thing. Can you dig it? So they're both gods, Mother God, Father God, but also the Godhead. So when you say God, you can mean Mother God, Father God, or both of them, like when they merge their spirits and create. It's like the Supreme Creator, the original creator of the universe, who created everything. That was his plan, his, her plan, to create all the solar systems and then have co-creator gods in charge of the solar systems, and they would make their own planets and have their own spirit children, millions and billions of them. One day you're going to be one too. If you continue that, you will continue the cycle of reincarnation. You will reincarnate after maybe spending some time enjoying yourself in heaven. Hopefully, I'm thinking the positive things, you know, about what's going to happen. That you're not going to go to a dark place like those who commit suicide. That you will get to heaven and it'll be a great day. You will have graduated from this existence. You'll kiss the ground when you get there because you're on a world of light. Oh, and it's very beautiful, much more beautiful than Earth, my friend, with angels everywhere, redeemed people from all eras in the past, famous people you run into all the time, all developing themselves spiritually, praising the supreme creator of the universe for the miracles of all creation. He, she, who created something from nothing is worthy of being praised forever, for eternity, my friends. Don't you agree? The supreme creator of the universe is often beyond comprehension. Supreme creator, I love you. It's beautiful. Say that. That's praise. Praise God. Praise the Supreme Creator. Praise each other, my friends. So I have something else here I wanted to say. I'm running out of time. Only have a few more minutes left. I hope what I said is easy to understand. In fact, I said that what I do teach, what I've learned from other people, it's not complicated. And what I've learned from books, many books I've read. Most of what I've learned, I've read from books in the past. So, there you have it. Suicide, summarized, Don't do it. You're going to make God angry. You're going to go to a place. There is an afterlife. But the suicides is a dark, dark existence. No love. Where you are in a state of suspension, kind of like purgatory, for a long period of time. But there is no time there. And the only way you can be released from that is if someone prays for you. And indeed, most people, everybody, has relatives that know about their situations. Even deceased relatives know about the suicide. And eventually, they'll be released from that, and they'll continue their soul's journey and reincarnate on another planet, probably the same, if not here on Earth, a planet of the same category, in other words, of a lower, the lowest evolutionary category. You want to, if you had a choice, just imagine this, of going back to a world where there's war all the time and killing. Would you want to do that? Or would you want to graduate away from that, my friend? The choice is yours. Seriously. I want to go to a world where there's love, there's more love. They've gotten over those basic social values. They don't kill each other anymore. They love each other. They adore each other. They don't need to have money, fight over money, which is the root of all evil, the cause of all wars, the haves and the have-nots, right? So we need to find a system, a new monetary system. Is that the right way of saying it? Because life, ultimately, my friend, is more important than money. Right now, it's not. Although the value of life is increasing as we evolve, think how far we've come. If you go to some third world countries, I'll tell you what, you try to cross the street, they don't have crosswalks there. The value of life is very little, very small. You know what I'm saying? So I've got 5:55, it's been almost 1 hour. I have other things I've written down. You'll find out the truth. You can find one day. You can find it out now. Listen to PBS Radio, my friends, my show and other shows. There are many enlightened people that have shows on PBS Radio, more so than I've ever known in my life. It's an amazing thing. You, too, can have your own show for a small amount of money. You can, and I'm not doing this because they asked me to. I'm just telling you that if you're passionate about a subject and you're a little bit shy speaking in the public, you know, public speaking, then a radio show of your own is a perfect deal, because not only can you spread what you talk about, what you're passionate about, share what you're passionate about, but you can also get over your fear of public speaking. And you can help to make the world a better place, because you, as a soul, and one soul isn't better than another, even though there's a difference between souls. Of course, you have advanced and beginning souls, intermediate souls, based on the number of lives that you have reincarnated, how many lives you've had in the past, in other words. But we're still all souls, just like human beings here on Earth. And we should be equal, like here, although we're not here on Earth, you know. The president of the United States, for example, or the head of a country elsewhere in the world, should be no better than you, no more important or significant than you in the grand scheme of things, you know. In God's eyes, you're just, they're just children. We're all children of God. So, be happy in who you are. And be the soul, be what God wants you to be. Ask for God's will in your life so that you can live God's will for your life. Do the things, because God is a super intelligent, incredible, in power, in control, knows everything, sees everything. That God wants you, remember what I told you about God, to fulfill your plan here on earth, your mission. You were given a mission before you were born on this planet. You just have to discover what it is, stick to it. Don't deviate from the path. That's why you get all these prompts from bad spirits and demons. By the way, the devil is in charge of them, but the devil works for God.
We've got about 30 seconds.
God is all-powerful and all-knowing and created the devil for that purpose, just like Archangel Michael's in charge of the angels, Archangel Lucifer's in charge of the demons. Okay. All right, my friends, that's it. I've got a few seconds left, so I wish you the best over the next 2 weeks. My next show will be 2 Saturdays from tomorrow. So until then, continue developing yourself spiritually. I hope, I pray, may God bless us, everyone. I love you. Take care. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.